You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. If you're just joining, it's been all about quarterbacks today. The debate about Goff. Is he a top 10 QB? ESPN's list voted on by coaches and executives and scouts. He came in at number 8. We've had people as low as 15. We had a caller last hour, caller Lou, I believe, had him at 5. Where does Goff fall in this? And our criteria for the list, a bit different. One, what's greater, the quarterback's abilities or the supporting cast around him? I think that should matter. Two, can you win a Super Bowl with this player? Only you can answer the question. And three, what we called BPA. Big playability. What do you do when all hell breaks loose and you have to break the defense? The coverage is perfect. Pass protection is not perfect. And you still are able to kill a defense. You see the Mahomes of the world do it, the Josh Allens. I think the guys who have it are for sure top 10 guys. And the guys who don't, it's the question. Goff is in that question. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have Goff at 11, it doesn't mean you think he's bad. Not at all. He's a very good player, clearly. But it's fun to have this discussion. So 248-539-9797 and the players we have that are no doubters, Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Burrow, Hurts, Daniel, Stafford, Herbert. And then the last four is where things have gotten muddy. Goff, Baker, Love, Stroud. Four quarterbacks for two spots. And that's where the debate lies. For Goff, if you're just going to cite stats, that's probably a different conversation than we're having, which is, okay, no Ben Johnson, offensive line downgrade. I think that calls a few things into question for a guy who's very well insulated and is awesome in the system, and the relationship he had with Ben Johnson was superb.
And so, if you're going to say Goff, well, they went 15-2. Didn't get it done. 15-2 got you nothing at the end of the year. It was a great ride, but you look at the level of teams that you played, and you can only play who's on your schedule, but it wasn't a great schedule.
248-539-9797. We can get to the people, and is Goff on that top 10, and how to rank him. And if you have an issue, a grievance with anybody on that list, have at it. For instance, Rico's got Hurts way higher than ESPN. ESPN had him 9. Rico has him 5. Some people had an issue with Jaden Daniels. I actually had my opinion changed by the very criteria I put on the list. If you think Jaden Daniels shouldn't be there because it was 1 year, we can do that. It's all there for you. Let's go over to Roman 97.1. Roman, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, boys?
Good.
Good. So basically my take is, I honestly think Baker should be higher than a guy like Herbert on that list. I think he should be up in that top 8.
Okay.
And I think, Goff should be that 10th guy.
So Goff at 10, Baker at 8. Who's at 9, just if I can ask?
9, I would still keep Herbert there.
Okay. All right.
Even though Herbert doesn't have that BPA like you guys were talking about earlier, he still is one of the better quarterbacks when it comes to arm talent and how he makes plays, especially with not having the greatest wide receiver core around him.
No, I'm with you. I mean, when we get to actually ranking these, I got a feeling that Baker Mayfield is going to be a lot higher than Justin Herbert. Herbert's on my list, but he probably will come in at 10 for me.
Yeah, and the Baker thing, I mean, Roman, I'm with you, is that I think a lot more is asked of him, and it's just straight up, he's got to line up and throw it 50 times. You can cite Goff pass attempts, but they come with structure, with play action, with an unbelievable ground game. A lot of times for Baker, the O-line stinks, the running game is hit or miss, and Baker's just got to grip it and rip it, and he does it. And if you put him in a system like this with a Ben Johnson last year or with insulation like this team has, I do wonder if you would get even more. It's all hypothetical, but I'm with you. I would put Baker one or two spots ahead of Goff.
Oh, for sure. And then also, like, going on with Baker, look at what he did even in Cleveland, or even that like two-game span that he had with the Rams when he only like had 24 hours to know the playbook.
Yeah.
He didn't have the greatest of teams, and all he was doing was someone was out there, he's chucking the ball, and it's going there.
The dumbest thing ever was the kid sacrificed his body and played with a shredded labrum for the Browns, and all he got rewarded was slander and thrown in the garbage. Mm-hmm. He did exactly what everybody asked quarterbacks to do. Play hurt, be tough, be a leader. Oh, well, his play has suffered. Right, his shoulder's hanging off his body. And now Cleveland kind of poetically has gotten what they deserve.
They're worse. And you know what? Sometimes, Mike, you win by losing, and he's sitting there saying, I'm in Florida, I'm playing for a playoff team, and you're still drafting quarterbacks.
Plural.
Yeah.
John, 97.1. Johnny, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. How you boys doing?
Good. Hey, John.
Great. Thanks for taking my call, as always. I think that you're spot on with Hurts needs to be higher. Baker Mayfield also definitely needs to be higher. And Goff, I mean, he's really got – he came from a previous era. And if we were having this conversation 5 or 6 years ago, he'd be ranked much higher. But in the modern game, you have to have a scramble ability. You have to be a mobile quarterback. And because of that, he goes down. He's a gunslinger. No one should be able to take that from him. But if we're ranking this now, he belongs right there in that 10 spot. I think Baker needs to be above him. I think Stroud needs to be above him. They both have more weapons that's asked of the modern quarterback. And I mean
Stroud is case in point. Has very little pass protection, but is just such a gifted thrower, and especially down the field. I don't have a problem with it. And again, John, just like we're projecting maybe a little step back for the Lions and Goff, I am projecting a step up for Stroud. Both of those are projection. I can't prove it, but I'm with you on the Stroud part.
Same. I mean, here in Detroit, there's going to be guys of 15-2 tattooed on their arms for the next 30 years because that's the high watermark that anyone got to see in generations here. And that's why you keep getting every caller. Oh, 15-2.
I think in a lot of ways, Johnny, it's the worst thing that could have happened to this fan base. The 15-2 hides a lot of reality. And in the end, you're not putting a banner up for it. You didn't win a single playoff game. Let's be clear. You know, like when caller Lou got all angry at me about the 07 Patriots, that team went to the Super Bowl and lost in the fourth quarter. It was an undefeated season. Like, the Lions had some smoke and mirrors going on. And I know that the defensive injuries hurt them. But the whole point is, I'm not going to celebrate any year I didn't win a single playoff game. And if people are hanging on to that as a justification for what they think this year is going to be, I think they're not in a good headspace.
I agree with that. We in Detroit have had finally something to be excited about, and now we're not being realistic with our expectations. We lost the best coordinator in the game, who not only was he talented in every aspect that you want from an offensive coordinator, but he also had, like you've been talking about, a great relationship with the quarterback, a quarterback that's willing to get on board with the program and maybe sacrifice some of his own ego to do what he's being coached to do, and not all quarterbacks have that ability.
And you lose an all-pro center, and you lost a Pro Bowl guard, and you lose an all-pro defensive tackle for at least 8 games. And look, there's a lot there, and I still think they're going to win 10, 11 games. Yeah, I think it's absolutely plausible. But it's a step back.
They have a chance to be a wild card, but...
And I can't tell you they're going to win the division. And again, I know we're straying from the Goff topic.
Right.
Look, I just think if the team steps back, it means the quarterback steps back.
Yeah, and your second-round pick, not in camp yet.
Well, I knew you were going to do that. None of the second-round picks
are
in camp.
I know, but I'm not...
They all want guaranteed deals now because two teams lost their mind and fully guaranteed second-rounders.
Understand.
I didn't do it. You can't even blame me. I don't have that. So
Mike labels all of that stuff, and I'm like, yeah, and they don't have their second round pick.
Oh, that fits for both of you guys. What are you talking about? That's not just you.
I thought the Tate Ratledge thing was a little.
No. And it's just like, no, I get it, but you need him there for this offensive line.
And he needs to be good.
And he needs to hit the ground running. And this is not helping. Yeah, you almost have to cave and be like, okay.
Well, no, all teams do. This is ridiculous. And this is what the NFL does. Look at the Shamar Stewart thing. Did you read the report today? He's back at Texas A&M working out, Bengals first-round pick.
You know what? I didn't read that, but I just kind of assumed that that's what he was going to end up doing, is just going back home and saying, you know what? I'm going to just work out for the rest of the year.
Here's the problem. In order for him to go back to college and play, he's going to have to go to court. Problem number two is, even if he goes back to A&M, the Bengals still retain his rights next year. And if you haven't followed the story, guys, Shamar Stewart simply wants a contract that's commensurate with the last 800 first-round picks. The Bengals want to change the language, taking away some of the guarantees.
See, I thought it was a loophole where he could get himself into next year's draft. No?
Nope. Okay. He would have to sit from all football activities for a year.
And that's what I thought. He was just going back there to work out. I didn't think he was trying to get back on the
team. They'd still own his rights. And actually, in the NIL world, it's probably best for him to go back, collect $2.5 million, play college football, but the problem will be, at the end of it, hi, it's me again, and it's the Bengals.
Am I going in the draft? Well, there's no point. You've already been drafted.
Correct. 248-539-9797. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, good talk. David, a few ticket techs. Rico, come on, man. Get it together. David, the ticket techs, please.
Ticket techs here says, there is a valid argument for every guy, but you are underselling Goff's elite accuracy, football IQ, and his ability to get the ball out quick without taking hits or sacks. That is Eric from Bloomfield.
But hold on. How much of that is scheme? See, the Ben Johnson thing is only going to get proven in real time. I am concerned about it. Others may not be. Totally okay. Free country. But I can't until I see it to believe it. I refuse to do what the morning show does. Basically, they've turned Ben Johnson into Ray Liotta at the end of Hannibal, eating his own brain. Like, all of a sudden, now that he's not with the Lions, he's a moron. Okay, I'm not doing that. Because I had people here in this town telling me, no, 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 his kids love the schools. He'll never leave us. 3 months later, he's eating his brain with a side of fava beans. It just depends what your perspective is.
The fanboys in this town crack me up. If Goff was so good, why was he traded in his prime? Tell me a QB traded in his prime that won a Super Bowl. I'll wait. That's from Hans the Uber driver.
How about one that's even been to one? And look, Goff was young. We have to be careful writing the story there. But They clearly had red flags with him. And when the opportunity came, and remember,
McVay just launched him out of a cannon.
Yeah, they started John Wofford in a playoff game over him. Now, when Stafford became available, they made the move. Well, guess what? It worked. They won a Super Bowl. And it worked here. We got the draft capital and a quarterback to rehabilitate. Goff is good.
Right, but look, this is a topic for another day, but until we win a Super Bowl here, they still won the trade.
That's true, unless you care about the 15-2 banner. Go ahead, David.
Goff is the most... Wow. Well, okay. A bell?
I mean, they did go 15-2.
Goff is the most accurate QB in the league, but can be knocked down by the lack of athleticism, which means he has no BPA, big play ability.
So let me ask a question. Right here, right now, if Lion fans had the opportunity, Jared Goff or Baker Mayfield, all things equal. No, because we've had plenty of Lion fans call in and say he's not top 10.
Oh, I know. If realistically speaking, yeah, I think Baker Mayfield just has that it factor. And I'm glad to know, listening to what other GMs and NFL executives say, he's just that guy. Yeah, he.
All right, so
for the guy who, like, well, you know what? He didn't drop the pass. Yeah, he would have ran for it and got it.
Goff or Herbert?
Goff.
Goff over Justin Herbert. Interesting. Okay. No, yeah, I'm not mad at you. No, I was surprised. No.
I told you, Herbert right there is sitting at 10.
Goff or Stroud?
Stroud.
See, that's where, if you want to pin people down, you start doing the head-to-head stuff. Because when you say top 10 and you go, well, bro, there's no question, it's top 10. All right, now let me put names to that top 10. And I said it to you, those top eight, it's very hard. And look, if people want Daniels out of that top 10, I understand it based on one season. Mm-hmm. I do. But the same projection you're putting out there for that, you would have to put on Goff for the loss of two Pro Bowl linemen and his OC.
And I think the other one, Mike, is we really didn't have time for Love with Green Bay.
The problem is people have Packer derangement syndrome. They can't talk about the Packers in an unemotional way because they hate them, because they got drilled by them for their entire life. Jordan Love's season last year got completely derailed, knee injury in game one playing in Brazil, and then the elbow injury where he couldn't feel his arm. Bit of a problem for a quarterback. If you just draw a line through it, and you go back to 2 years ago healthy, he was trending to be a top five QB. Mm-hmm. I think there's every chance in the world Jordan Love is a lock to be on this list. Look, if you told me right now the Packers win this division, would I be surprised in the least? Nope.
No.
So I'm with you, but people here can't do it.
See, Mike, you're so right. It's similar to the caller we had earlier, and there are plenty of texters that have said it, but I have not read them, saying, oh, well, Goff has taken us the furthest we've ever been. But that doesn't matter in this conversation. We're talking about top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL, period.
And it's all, listen, outside, and here's the key thing to remember when we're talking about this. There's a reason we established the unshakables. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, and Burrow. Those are the top four. I don't see that changing.
Right.
It would take a lot. But even if it changed, nothing would occur that they go outside of the top 10. Everybody else on this list, including Hurts and Daniels and Stafford and Herbert and Goff and Baker, Love, Stroud, all could be on the list, all could easily be outside that top 10. So that's why we set it up that way.
Right. And I mean, I like how you did that. Now, if you just say, okay, Goff or this person to be the quarterback of your team, it's that trade factor I said. If you don't forget about the money, if you had the opportunity going into this season, you could have Goff or Jalen Hurts. Which one would you take? Goff or Daniels. Which one would you take?
All right, hold on. Slow your roll. Slow down. I'm still thinking about the first one.
Okay. Goff or Hurts.
I don't like Jalen Hurts like you do. I think the fact they had to throw it 200 times less. Look, I actually agreed with ESPN's ranking of Hurts at 9 if Goff is at 8. If Hurts is at 11, Goff's at 10. For me.
Right, but I would look at the way.
But Hurts has legs, man.
The way the Lions run the ball, he would be their third running back if he had to. So, yes, he would throw the ball less. He would run more than Goff. He would be more almost running like a college type of offense with the two running backs he has in the backfield.
Yep.
So,
You know what? Here's the thing, too. The problem is both Hurts and Goff carried by their supporting cast. But one guy, I mean, one guy's been to two Super Bowls and won one of them, and he was the best player in both Super Bowls.
Correct.
All right, I'll go Hurts. So, you said Goff or Daniels?
Yeah.
But I can't factor in the contract?
No, no contract. They're both free. You can just have them.
Daniels. I admit it. Sky's the limit for Daniels. I think the limit, I think for Goff, as Michael Jordan once said, the ceiling is the roof.
The floor is the roof.
What? I think we know what the best of Goff is, and I don't think it will ever be best player in Super Bowl good.
Right.
He can win one, but I don't think it'll be that.
And CJ or Goff? CJ Stroud or Goff?
CJ.
I probably go CJ.
Now let's have some fun. Stafford or Goff?
Stafford.
Hold on, guys. You got to factor. First of all, it's an unfair question. I cannot imagine him back here.
I'm sure Kelly would love to be back.
Stafford. I can't believe it.
So Stafford. Hold on. I say Stafford and Mike says, hold on. You got to.
I know. I'm trying to be open-minded.
No, I get it. I understand.
And we did Baker Mayfield or Goff?
I'm abstaining.
Goff.
I love Baker. I have to abstain. I'm biased. I can't.
That's not how it works.
Okay. Goff. Okay, Baker. I take Baker.
Yeah, I take Baker as well.
I wonder what Baker would look like in this offense. I wonder what the verticality would be with J-Mo. And as good as Goff has been, and he's found J-Mo on some big ones, dude, Baker grips it and rips it, man. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you start looking at what this could be. With these monsters, with this running game, with that O-line. Here's the other thing. This is where Baker wins. Baker's had a new offensive coordinator every year in this league. Oh, you just got comfortable with Liam Cohen? Too bad he's gone. Oh, you got comfortable with Dave Canales? Oh, he's gone. Oh, Sean McVay likes you. Just kidding. You're gone. He's had a new coordinator every year.
So he's not a product of the system is what you're saying.
No, basically he rises above it. And as you said, just takes the reins. I don't care who calls the offense. It's my offense. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah.
I was two plays away from being homeless. Now I'm back in the league. I'm hungry.
And again, even saying this. So if Goff's QB 12 or 9 or 11, he's still good.
Right.
He's still good for us. But I think it's a good exercise because last year, I think people lost their souls. Goff's the best QB in football. I go, okay, well, hold on. And right. I like Goff, but MVP?
Bro,
what?
Chance started happening at games that he wasn't there. Like, is he here? No, we just want to chant his name.
Okay. Well, Beat's watching the wings.
All right. You know, that was just unnecessary.
But real, why was Jared Goff emanating through LCA? Oh, wait, the Wings are down 5-1 to the Senators.
That was the only thing emanating out of LCA those nights.
It's had a stench.
Yes.
Hey, it's all right. This is the year Stevie gets it.
Take me back to the Al McInnes days. We were just watching it outside.
No, you were watching that. I said to you, get a life. It's July. Turn this crap.
Expletive, expletive, expletive. I'm like, you called me a loser. And then
Kenny, it's July 15th. You're watching Calgary Flames 1989 on NHL Network.
It was St. Louis 2002.
Oh, even better.
Brett Hull, Luke Robitaille.
Yeah, with the trumpet shoulder patch blues era. I know.
Brookie Datsyuk.
Ooh, don't worry. Steve's going to find one of those soon enough.
Hey. Oh.
Or not.
I did my part.
Get to a football today next, 97.1. Okay. Really good time today talking quarterbacks and having some fun and reading the ESPN executive poll. And the Goff question, look, here's the reality. It's only going to get settled as the season starts. Some people have him tucked inside the top 10. Mm-hmm. Other people have him outside of it. The bottom line is you have a quarterback. I think we all agree. If everything goes right, you can win a Super Bowl with him. But there is a distinct difference between the haves and have-nots. There's a distinct difference from the elite to Jared Goff, and that's okay.
I mean, it's kind of like the Hall of Fame argument. The top four, I think there was no argument. After that, you were trying to say, okay, well, this guy over this guy. Yep. But yeah, the top four, we all were like, yeah, these guys, they're the cream of the crop.
Now, tomorrow is the Stoney and Wojo Invitational, a tradition like none other. We started the day, Mike Stone joined us for the first segment. We debuted the number one seeds. We debuted the region names. Stoney offered some reseeding corrections for Dave.
Yep.
Bob, I want to offer you the same ability to do this, because tomorrow from 2 o'clock on, it turns into...
Mayhem. Yes. Absolute mayhem. No, I heard earlier you had this the Godfather in. I agreed with his suggestions. Yeah, there was one. Honestly, I went through it, and with a fine-tooth comb, just visually, perceptually, I think you guys got it right. And I do think the couple of Stoney suggestions were good. I'm looking at your guys' brackets. All the necessary ones are there. Kenny talking about Oral Roberts.
We do have a twist this year, which
Valenti
is...
talking about his basketball players when you were the owner of...
Donald
the
Sterling.
Yes.
Well, Joe, can I bring you behind the scenes?
Yes, please do.
Because you're saying you guys' legends is looking great. Suggestions from Stoney, they continued after he left the studio.
He just didn't stop is what happened.
He wouldn't leave.
He completely reseeded 1 through 16 for that region.
He rewrote the whole thing.
Didn't you tell me that? Because I do like it as it is now, but I didn't see how it was before.
I will show you what it is before. He completely redid everything.
Yeah, he redid it from top to bottom.
And so what you see is what he did. I just typed it up.
Considering 11 of the 16 are him saying something untoward, I can understand that.
Now, question for you. Mm-hmm. Is there an early... You're the prognosticator. You are Wojadamus. Is there an early favorite in your mind?
Well, is... I didn't hear what you said. If you go on like test of time and touches all the bases, and I think it'll be hard to beat Stoney bedding down his sister.
What about this one, Wojo?
I mean, in bed with his sister. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. What about this one?
Yeah. See, no, that was great. Kilpatrick, when that was P. Diddy coming to town. But I sort of agreed with Stoney's logic that I think the ones that are better are things that you guys or us, words from us, are saying as opposed to somebody else.
That's fair.
Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, like, we've had our fun with the Bill O'Reilly drop. Things of that nature. You're right. It's always funnier when it's just, you know, pick.
When we're making...
Or...
Yes, when we're making fun of ourselves. Because he wanted to knock down the Kid Rock one. Right. It's funny, but it's Kid Rock being funny.
I think the context of the Kid Rock thing, where Stoney is there post-NBA championship, three Bud Heavies deep, and Kid Rock's like, look, you're creeping me out. He's over here trying to get laid.
Yeah,
my favorite one, and you know what my favorite one is, the one from the pyramid thing you used to do. No, that's NC State's football helmets.
Is that when Tommy Lee did them? And,
yes. It's still my favorite.
The pyramid scheme was the all-time because we got people to say things, myself included, that you can't even believe came out of your mouth.
Do we David, can you play it one time?
Oh, which one? Oh, yeah.
The one.
Yeah, yeah. This is your favorite.
It is. No, Stoney.
Yeah.
The pyramid one. Mm-hmm. Tommy Lee.
I haven't heard that one before.
You can hear the clock ticking in the back.
It's ridiculous.
That's what makes it
so
good.
Do you understand the genesis of this was one day when Stoney was filling in for Rico? He goes, you're never going to believe what I have. I go, what? So he plays this off his phone. I go, wait, you have access to all the old stuff? I go, Mike, we can do a legacy bracket. And then we can tie it in with the legacy stuff from every iteration of this show. And then it adds a whole layer to this idiocy that we do every summer.
I remember the day that Stoney found that secret trove of our, because all day I kept getting texts with another one of them.
Shocking.
Blasting through my phone. It'll be great. All the same rules, right?
Yep.
One veto each, one Correct. Mutual veto.
And there is discussion of play-in games.
Oh.
We didn't get to it today because the quarterback symposium really took off.
Okay, okay.
Do you want to do the play-in games?
Well, I think we should start off with it tomorrow.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
I don't want to confuse
Oh, you want to start
today.
Off with it tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
But that means so you're going to have to stay in control. When you go nuts and then Stoney goes nuts, then we're off pace.
Well, it basically means in the first segment, the play-in games have to be done.
Okay, we can do
Okay.
Well, I thought we were going to like 8 p.m. tomorrow.
That is not happening.
No.
No, and we always get it in time.
Look, it's just...
Right, but we're normally struggling. So if we're going to add extra games...
Plus, there's going to be one segment you waste with the Creepazoid Doughboy.
No, the Doughboy is calling it.
I really hope that doesn't happen.
Therefore, you know, that my job is to make sure we keep it timely.
Here comes the finger.
God, yeah. What's coming up next?
Yeah, yeah.
Tomorrow at 2, though, everybody tune in for
it. We'll be here and... Mike is going to lavish us with food, I understand.
You just got to tell me what you want. I'll cater the whole thing. Stoney, my problem with him, he's going to eat himself into a coma.
No, he is.
He's not going to be functional.
Mm-hmm.
And it just puts more of the work on us.
Yeah. So he's going to go very fast.
Bro, Stoney eats like he's going to the electric chair.
I remember
chair.
Last it time. I was like, I thought it was food here.
You know what?
There was food here.
The favorite, going back, if I'm going on the classic that withstood the test of time, Second Deck has withstood the test of time.
You know the interesting part?
Tremendously.
It's not even on the board.
Oh.
We had overdone it.
No.
We also got a number of complaints about it. the way we had played it, we would play it in suggestive manners.
I do recall one time when you were on a rant. And you were like, and you know what they can do?
Yeah.
We
had some issues.
Yeah, that was suggestive.
Let's move on.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember a random. You were hot.
Why do you think I had to take the Troy Aikman, Dak Prescott drop off the board? It got a little too much.
But the newcomer out of nowhere, the rookie, the junior Caminero of this is the very fast one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's the one. That's where I'm putting my money.
Look out. That one's coming fast.
I love it. You've been injured in an auto accident. And now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.